At least 12 people have been killed and dozens more injured in violent protests on the borders of Israel, Syria, Lebanon, and the Palestinian territories. Palestinians are marking the Nakba, or catastrophe as they call it, their term for the founding of the Israeli state in 1948. Israel says that in one incident, thousands of Palestinian supporters from Syria entered the Golan Heights. Well, Ben White is a freelance journalist specializing in Israel and Palestine. I asked him if he was surprised at the level of violence in today's protests.
I think it's not surprising in terms of the Israeli response, the response of Israeli security forces. They're typically prepared to use this kind of force to put down demonstrations that Palestinians often carry out week in, week out, actually, across the West Bank. I think the thing that's been surprising today is more the scale in terms of how many different locations these protests have taken place over, not just in Israel-Palestine, but also in Lebanon, Syria, Egypt and Jordan.
Why does the anniversary of the founding of the Israel state in 1948, why does that provoke such passion?
Well, for the Palestinians, who refer to it as Nakba, which means catastrophe, the creation of the State of Israel meant expulsion and dispossession. Across Israel, there are hundreds of locations that used to be Palestinian villages, and the refugees who were protesting in surrounding Arab countries are demanding their right to return.
Do you think the Israeli army expected the level of protest coming from all these different countries, all these different borders in the Middle East?
Certainly there'd been messages from the Israeli security officials in recent days that they had been preparing for clashes, but I think their focus was very much based internally and inside the occupied Palestinian territories. Certainly on the Syrian border and perhaps on the Lebanese border, they were surprised by what took place. It's an interesting question, the borders question itself, because while that can be a shorthand for reporters, actually Israel doesn't have any declared internationally recognized borders. Where the Syrian protesters broke in is the occupied Golan Heights that the international community doesn't recognize as being part of Israel. And of course, many of the other protests took place in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip occupied by Israel since 67.
Yeah, the Israeli army will be accused of being heavy-handed because of the number of deaths. But do you feel that as well?
No, for sure. I mean, the deaths will make the headlines, but I was following updates from Israeli journalists on the ground at Kalandia, which is a checkpoint that prevents Palestinians from moving freely between Ramallah and Jerusalem. And at that demonstration, non-violent, peaceful Palestinian protesters were being met with force by Israeli security forces in a very similar way to scenes that we've already witnessed in places like Tunisia and Egypt and other countries across the Middle East.
Is there really a link between these protests and those earlier uprisings, if you like?
There's a link, a very basic link, in the sense that the people who have risen up across the Middle East from Tunisia to Gaza, if you can put it like that, are demanding basic rights that they're denied. I think you can also say that the Nakba Day protests that we've seen take place have had perhaps a greater energy, because across the region there's been a liberation of the imagination in terms of what people and Arab people feel is possible, whether it's people living under a dictatorship in their own country or in the case of the Palestinians living under military occupation and seeking self-determination.
But that liberation of the imagination that you talk about has not been with the Palestinian issue at the center. When we saw protests in the Middle East in previous years, they were always with reference to the issue in Palestine and with reference to Israel as such. But Israel was not the bogeyman of all the North African and Middle East protests of liberation, were they?
No, certainly the protests in Tunisia and Egypt were focused very much on the repression that was a characteristic of the regimes there. But it was also slightly false to say that a wider regional context to do with American policy or Israeli policy were absent from these protests. There were a number of signs, for example, in Tahrir Square in Cairo that were referring to the Mubarak dictatorship's relationship with Israel in a critical sense. And just in the last few days and weeks, there's been a number of strong shows of solidarity with the Palestinians in Egypt itself. And the Israeli authorities, the Israeli state security officials, politicians,